Dr. McCarry, a part of this was, you know, there's been so much focus on Sarepta, and it's something we watch closely because the stock was so massively impacted. But it was big news in the rare disease world as well, because this was a gene therapy that the FDA asked them to pull after there were two deaths with non-ambulatory patients from Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. They were pulling it from the non-ambulatory people, the boys who were further along in that disease and maybe more fragile. The FDA asked them to pull it from the ambulatory boys as well. And that was where the company pushed back and the families pushed back and said, wait a second, this is the only drug we have to fight a disease that is definitely killing our children.
Yes.
What happened? I know that the FDA has reversed course.
Yeah, so that was a very temporary hold on the ambulatory population, which has since been restored. The scientists at the FDA wanted to look at that safety signal after some deaths. So I stood behind them. I think the company is pleased with where things are. I can't discuss really any details of our conversations, but we are committed to that rare disease community because you can't possibly do a randomized controlled trial and have these rigorous standards when you have 50 or 100 people in the world that have a rare condition. And we've got to have regulatory flexibility. So we are working on a new pathway called the plausible mechanism pathway, by which we may not even need to see a study. We may just need to see a plausible mechanism and computational modeling suggesting that something is a safe molecule. And so you kind of saw that with a baby KJ example at University of Pennsylvania and gene editing and a newborn.
That was just earlier this year, a few months ago.
Yeah, so that I think that was a great moment for the FDA.